And this afternoon is really busy in Raíces show. We were having first rap musicians, and then we had Casa Flamenca with flamenco music. And what better than to link that with a play that it's going, that is taking place right now, written by Federico García Lorca. And we are here with two actors of this play, with Andrés Moreno and Colin Batts. Welcome you both.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you, and I want to share with our listeners your stories around this play. But let's say, just to begin with, that it's a play written by Federico García Lorca in the 1931. Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is part presented by the UNM Department of Theater and Dance and the University of New Mexico. And everything is going to happen in the UNM Experimental Theater. Just by the way, we have a pair of tickets to give away. So after the whole interview, and when we'll be back with music, I'll be able to take phone calls, and the first one will get a pair of tickets. Yes. And first thing, Andres and Colin, how about sharing with our listeners, to give them a taste, like when you're going to have dinner and there is always something, just to begin, a taste of this play. Can you play something for us?
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start, Mo?
Sure. You're not surprised.
Sorry.
It's always the same.
Really?
Yes.
It's that...
I remember.
I always remember.
I...
Go on.
I would save the sweets for later.
Later, really. They taste better later. I, too...
I remember one day...
I do so like that word, remember. It's a green word. A succulent word. Endless drops of cool water spring from it.
Yes. Yes, of course you are right. It's important to stave off any notion of ruin. What with those terribly stripped walls... Many times I've gotten up at midnight to pull the weeds from the garden. I don't want weeds in my house. Or dilapidated furniture either.
Exactly. You must not remember, even the dilapidated furniture.
Only those things which are alive, burning with blood, with profiles unmarred.
Very well. That is to say, one has to remember. Only one should remember before.
Before?
Yes, one must remember into tomorrow.
Into tomorrow?
6 o'clock?
Yes. 6 and awfully hot. The sky promises for a beautiful storm, full of gray clouds.
So you. I was a great friend of that family, especially the father. He was an astronomer. He's doing well with astronomy, eh? And her.
I don't know her well. But it's not important. I think she loves me.
Of course.
They went on a long trip. It almost made me happy.
Did her father come?
Never. It's not possible at the moment. For reasons I cannot explain. Until 5 years pass.
That's good.
Why do you say that?
Because... Is this a nice place?
No.
Doesn't taking leave bother you? All that is to transpire? The arrangements? What is to come right now?
Yes. Yes. Don't speak to me of it.
What's happening in the street?
Noise. Always noise, a dust, a heat, a horrible smells. It bothers me that the sounds of the street come into my house.
She is young.
Very young. 15 years old.
15 years she has lived. 15 is she. But why not say she's 15 snows, 15 breezes, 15 twilights? Why do you not take leave? Fly. Hang your love across the entire sky.
I love her too much.
Oh, to say she's 15 roses, 15 wings, 15 grains of sand. Do you not dare concentrate? Transform the love in your heart into something wounded and small.
You want to take her away from me. But I know your game. You have only to look at a live insect in the palm of your hand. Or look at the ocean in the afternoon, paying close watch to the shape of each wave to make this open wound. This sore we carry in our chest dissolve into tears. I am in love, and I want to be in love as she is with me. For that, I can wait 5 years.
This Federico Garcia Lorca looks like in love. Let's listen a little song that it's based on a poem of Federico Garcia Lorca in a taste, in Latin American taste, and then we'll be back with these amazing actors about As 5 Years Pass play.
Que el mundo es chiquito y el corazón es inmenso. Vestida con...
And we are here with Andrés Moreno and Colin Batts, cast members of the UNM production of the Federico Garcia Lorca play When 5 Years Pass, a Spanish version, and in this case is a new translation as far as I know by
Caridad Switch.
You are performing right now, and this is going, just for you to know, September the 28th and October the 5th at 2 p.m. and October the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th at 7:30 p.m. This is located in the 203 Cornell Drive, Northeast Albuquerque, here in New Mexico, in the Experimental Theater, located on the lower level of the Center for the Arts on UNM's main campus. And you were just playing a part that, oh my God, I want to hear more about this play. How is this Garcia Lorca when he is writing this part of the play? Is he sad? What's going on? There is a she there. There is some woman there. What's going on there? How is this Garcia Lorca in this part of the play?
Basically, he's in love. He's waiting for this woman that he's promised to wait for 5 years. That's the base of the whole play itself, is that he is in love with this woman. He wants to wait for her and only have her, but he can't have her until 5 years pass. And so he is engaged to marry her.
We are not going to say what's going to happen,
no.
Isn't it? Oh, my
no.
God.
You have to see the show for that.
Yes, please don't tell me the end. I'm going to ruin all my tension. And there is in this play, as far as I read about it, and there are Garcia Lorca's childhood images.
Yes.
And how do you relate those images to today's life? Can you relate them to your life, to this contemporary life? This was written in 1931, just coming back. I think he was coming back from New York to mm-hmm. Spain in this terrible, at the same time, vibrant context of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
How can you link those childhood images from Garcia Lorca to your today's life?
Love is the main theme of the play, and that's very relatable.
Some of the images that come up throughout the play, like the idea of like 15 twilights, 15 snows, 15 breezes, like just some of the images, the poetry of the play, like thinking, like waiting for someone that you are in love with, or thinking about someone that you have a crush on, just thinking about someone that has a, like, that means something to you. Like when you're in love, you have all these like ideas of like running on the beach if you want to go cheesy,
yeah,
or something like that.
The show is full of poetic imagery. Lorca wrote fantastic images into the show.
And he pulled from poetry from around his life up to that point and put it throughout the piece itself, which is where a lot of the dialogue comes from, and then pulling from other people that he worked with.
So there is a lot of poems, there are poems, mm-hmm, images, and lots of body work, I guess.
There's also singing.
And who were you playing? Singing as well. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just little tidbits of singing here and there.
Uh-huh. And what were the roles you were playing at the beginning? We can say that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could say that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you in the play, and who are you, Colin, and who are you, Andres, in this play?
Well, I played the character of the old man.
And I play the young man.
They weren't written...
Without names.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They weren't written with specific names.
Only one character in the play actually has a specific name. But in the script itself, everyone just has basic, like, caricatures. Like, young man, old man, servant, typist, fiancé. Stuff like that.
Are you students of theater?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
So... As I read, this is a kind of very particular play really regarding theater. Mm-hmm. And can we say that this is like a pearl in the theater, particularly coming from García Lorca? Is something new for you?
It's very
definitely
new. Yeah.
Why is it so new?
I've never worked on a play like this. It's categorized as impossible theater.
In
yes.
his own words.
So, yeah, in Lorca's own words, he calls it impossible theater. He also calls it a dream play.
It's like halfway between like surrealism, expressionism, and symbolism. Like there are little aspects of like all of the movements that were coming around or had finished up around this time in history.
So it's really challenging for you also as experimental theater.
Yeah.
It's been very challenging.
It's been a lot of fun though.
I can bet. And let's, what other characters do we have in this play? So we can also say all the other persons who are in the cast. Let's say first Andres Moreno, you are playing the young one. Mm-hmm. You are playing... Colin Batts, the old man. We have Anne-Marie Little.
She plays a dead boy, the second friend to the young man, and also...
One of the card players.
Uh-huh. And Austin Dennis.
He also plays one of the card players. He's also one of the friends to the young man, and he is the a rugby player, football mm-hmm. player.
Caroline Graham.
Oh, and he also plays a clown.
Oh, okay. Do we have a clown here?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect a clown in García Lorca's play. So
there are a lot
real.
Of things you don't expect.
And Haley Henson.
Haley. She plays a dead cat, the maid.
And Michael McMahon.
He plays the Harlequin to the clown.
Mm-hmm. And Rebecca Breslin.
She is the fiance and a character known as the Mask.
Okay, so mm-hmm. it's a kind of weird fiance. All this scenic is designed by Marcela Oteiza, lighting designed by William Liotta, and costume designed by Anne Avery, and the stage manager is Eddie Carrion. Just to be sure that we mention everybody, I guess there are more people going on in this play, and directed by Bill Walters.
Mm-hmm.
Walters. When you're playing these roles as in this kind of old and young man, can you see yourselves as an old and young man doing this role?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Definitely.
A thing that helped for me is I have to do makeup to be presented as an old man. But me and Mo have kind of synced up on the same wavelength about the characters because there's a lot of similarities between the young man and the old man.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes, you were doing a great performance here. And just even though it's not the best context, it's just very, very cold one, I guess, without warming up. I really want to thank you to tell us, do you want to share anything else about these When 5 Years Pass translated into English Federico García Lorca play for our listeners, something else?
It's just a wonderful show, and it's very artistic and poetic, and you should come and see it.
And it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of things you don't expect, but it's all worth it.
There are many surprises, not only the end that we don't know still, you don't want to tell me, but there are many other surprises, particularly as this is, it was rarely performed. And this is something we want to congratulate the UNM Department of Theater and Dance to have the courage to do it. And I guess Garcia Lorca didn't encourage people to do it by saying, oh, this is really impossible theater. And these people from the University of New Mexico are getting this impossible task. And I guess something worth it to go that you might want to see. And this is directed by Bill Walters in a new translation by Caridad Svich. I'm going to take a look because usually the translations are really hard. I usually like to watch and see if the performance is original in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. With this translation, one of our castmates, Caroline, she brought up when we were doing the first reading during the rehearsal process that it's actually pretty much word for word direct translation, minus a few key phrases that cannot be translated between Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. We remind our listeners that we have a pair of tickets to give away just after this interview ends. And a reminder, this is As 5 Years Pass by Federico Garcia Lorca, directed by Bill Walters, translation by Caridad Svich, taking place these days. We are on... We are going to say October the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th at 7:30 p.m. and October the 5th at 2 p.m. These are the plays that are still going on. This is where? In the Experimental Theater in UNM's main campus. And this is located, which is not easy to find it, but is located in 203 Cornell Drive Northeast Albuquerque. And Experimental Theaters is located on the lower level of the Center for the Arts on UNM Main's campus. For more information, call the theater office at 505-277-4332, online theater.unm.edu, or mail theater at unm.edu. Thank you so much. We are going to share more music, and in this case, it's all music related with Federico Garcia Lorca. We are having a very last release composed by Marta Gomez from Colombia, and these are songs with Latin American soul. The first song we are going to listen is something that she prepared for, like, honoring Garcia Lorca. So I thought it would be great to share with our listeners right now. Granada by Marta Gomez.
Deja que te cuente a lo que huele mi ciudad en primavera, sus dos ríos y su voz. Deja de escuchar